flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Radio Row, getting you ready for Super Bowl 59 Eagles and Chiefs on Sunday. What's funny now?
I'm just thinking about 5:30 Creed.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Would you relax?
Well, look, it's been a – I know I'm not – I am bearing the weight mentally and emotionally of the failures here today.
Right,
and I'm
right.
trying to get over it.
This is the guy I had to try to please with the dinner reservation,
yes.
right?
Like,
no,
I was never
going to
please.
No.
Let's not go back down that
Yeah,
way.
All right.
I was thinking – I just – like 5:30 Creed is going to sound ridiculous here. And I also think it's funny. It's probably going to be on delay back.
Yes,
whenever on remote, it's always delayed.
Yeah.
So it's going to sound even worse.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm thinking I would videotape it and not sit.
Kendrick Lamar won 5 Grammys last night.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, Kendrick Lamar.
First diss track to ever win a Grammy?
I thought Drake won a Grammy for
Nobody cares.
Back-to-back. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
All right.
The better diss track.
All right. Let's do the top 5-5.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Given how today's gone, I could definitely see Fran just not playing Creed at 5:30, too.
He better play Creed at 5:30.
Oh, dude, he don't play Creed. He might as well leave.
Yeah, he might as well just walk on. So what I have for you is the top 5 best things that happened last night. And yesterday in general. Long day. A lot of fun stuff happened. Number 5 is Giglio's existence.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny just seeing him out in the wild. You know what I mean? Like, he had these high-ass shoes, like high tops almost.
Bright orange, by the way.
Bright orange. Yeah. He's wearing like a...
Nice shoes, just bright orange.
They look comfortable.
I think that was the purpose of the show.
if you could picture, like, the most minivan... suburban white dude.
Soccer dad.
Yeah.
Out in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. I feel like Joe Giglio is the poster child.
By the way, how tall do we think Joe is? Because I can't imagine it.
5'10".
So why in every picture do they make it look like I'm 5'7"? In the New Orleans...
Joe does make every... He looks taller, I think.
Well, no, in the New Orleans broadcast thing, they make it look like Joe is 4 inches taller than me.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the one where Elliot looks like he's hovering over all of us?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, I didn't get in the first one, so they re-edited it with me massive as a joke in front of
Okay, so, all right.
And then let me show Giglio's hammer thumb.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've seen Joe's hammer.
Next time.
No.
Next
time it like goes all the way back, right?
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
It's,
all right.
It's pretty gross.
Good start to the top 5 for Joe.
His existence out last night was shocking.
Yep.
4th, and I know Ike appreciated this, and a lot of the local media members appreciated this. There's been a lot of unfortunate stuff going on with planes recently, and we landed. Everything's great. All of a sudden, brake check. Everyone's flying.
Oh, man.
Like,
really?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Everything going on with planes right now. And he's just like slams on the brakes.
Like, bro, that's the last thing we need.
When you landed?
Yeah.
Seriously. I literally thought we hit something. Like, I thought we had hit something.
Yeah.
That's how hard he hit the brakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he give a, whoa, sorry, guys? Did he do anything?
I think he did it as a joke.
Did people clap?
No, there's no clap.
I haven't been on a plane that's done
with
that
the clap.
While. Yeah,
I've heard that.
That used to be back in the day. Yeah,
it's so good. Yeah. We should bring that back. And the pilot, I bet, appreciates when you clap when they land.
It doesn't. It's a little sarcastic.
It is.
You think it's a Bronx cheer?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit. It's a little Philly. You know, we've been swinging at every pitch until the 7th, and then we took a pitch.
That's like when Castellanos said he was ripping the fans under his breath.
Yep,
he was.
He was like, he didn't say I bleeping hate this place, but he was just like, he's like, this place.
Yeah, I forget what he said.
Oh, right.
He got one of those.
I thought you meant today he did.
No.
Why would he say that today?
I don't know. It was like a video of working out.
Yeah. The third best thing that happened yesterday, you know, flight lands, and Ike, I see it out of the corner of my eye. takes out the phone and then turns into selfie mode.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, I get in it. I photobomb it a little bit.
Yep.
Think nothing of it.
Yeah.
Even though I look blurry.
Yep.
And it goes on Twitter.
My selfie mode is not good.
Ike stays with the selfies. Yeah. Yeah. The glasses.
Dude, Ike's like a world traveler. Everywhere he goes, he's like, I got to get a photo of this. Yep. I got to get a photo of that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. He always gets a photo of all of us together. Yeah. I appreciate that because I'm bad at it.
Yeah. No, I think he does that so he can put it on Twitter and say, how do you deal with those dorks?
No. Yeah. That's why you haven't seen any of them on Twitter, especially after the last one.
He puts the photo out there. And people think I'm wearing yoga pants, and the amount of people who were just I live rent free in their head. Ike's tweet has like 250,000 views. Ike's quote tweet or Spike's quote tweet has another 230,000 views.
Yeah,
it was obvious the pants are just. I was sitting for two and a half hours.
They were tight yoga pants.
Also, I think what didn't help too is your leg does look very skinny, so it almost looks like you're like crossing your legs or something with the tight.
No, I have skinny legs.
You do? Yeah. Well, now.
No, I've always had skinny. Even in my peak.
I have skinny legs as a pitcher.
I know. I can't build muscle. That's my other issue. Lean muscle is what we call it.
Yeah.
It's my dad's fault.
What do you lift weights?
I used to lift weights, and everything stayed the same.
Do you squat?
I hate squatting.
Well, that's why you have skinny legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know I had a good trunk. It's just the calves were the big issue.
Mm.
I'm always jealous of people with nice calves.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. The second best thing that happened yesterday, Hugh Douglas had a day.
Hugh. We could do a whole show on Hugh's day yesterday. Yeah.
First, Hugh's bag, I believe, was a little too heavy.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So he had to carry his shoes around the airport all day.
Oh, because he had to lighten his bag to get under the weight.
He had like 8 pairs of shoes just walking around. Yeah. And then Cowboy Jim gave everyone or people on our flight, he gave Ike and Hugh a bunch of minis.
A bag of minis.
A bag of minis.
You didn't get any minis?
All I got was a free drink.
Wow. Just so everyone knows, minis are the little alcohol bottles that they give to you on the plane.
Yeah.
Just so in case somebody didn't know.
Me and Gilio only got one drink. These guys got the whole trip, basically.
Just so we know.
There.
So when I saw Hugh, when did I see you guys? Oh, it was when you got to the hotel.
Yeah.
Every time I saw Hugh, he was like, I was like, wait, what is he drinking? How does he have another little bottle of alcohol? I didn't find out about this until later.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And then Hugh fell asleep at dinner.
Yes, several times. Yeah. Sitting up.
Really added to the dinner experience.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Wait, not only was he sleeping, he would sleep, he would wake up, start laughing hysterically at something. And I feel bad for wait staff that has to serve people who are giggling. Because when somebody's giggling, I always assume they're giggling at me.
Yeah.
And she was very nice, the waitress last night. Yeah. And she comes over and Jack's giggling. Hugh is asleep and giggling.
Yeah.
And then
the other waiter, someone just came up to Hugh. Wasn't even our waiter. It was basically like, you sleeping, man?
Yeah.
I honestly thought they were going to, for a split second, they were going to be like, you got to go.
Yep. Yeah.
Wait, guy can't get a little shut eye?
I was fine with it.
It does not look good for the restaurant.
Right.
We were also right in front of the window.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson outside.
We did have Michael Jackson outside. That was a good touch.
And then another shout out to Hugh. So he would wake up, he would laugh for a second, then go back to sleep. He woke up, ate his whole dinner, and went back to sleep before I even noticed.
No one noticed.
That guy crushed those fries and that steak quicker than anybody has crushed anything.
Man, what a guy.
Yep.
But the number one funniest thing that happened last night, I've never seen a room not be ready. For 4 hours.
Oh, man.
Our room wasn't ready until 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
They didn't have towels, I believe.
It didn't even seem real.
Yeah. Well, I got there much earlier than everybody else because I was flying from Newark. So I got in at 10 in the morning. And I told Ava, I was like, don't worry about early check-in. I was like, I'll sweet talk my way in. I'm usually pretty good at that. So Jack texts me at 2:30, something like that. And he said, how's the hotel? And I said, I don't know. I'm still in the lobby.
Right.
And he said, you couldn't sweet talk your way in. And I said, Jack, I think 3 people work in this hotel total, in the whole hotel.
Yeah.
So I got in. I sweet talked. Their check-in time was 4. I got into my room at 3.
Right.
These guys, by the way, your room wasn't ready at 8, or your room was ready at 8. It still wasn't ready because there weren't any towels.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They had a big towel shortage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still only have 1 towel in my room.
Really?
Yeah, they took a shower today.
Why is 4 o'clock the accepted check-in time? That feels so late in the day.
Well, maybe, you got to clean the rooms.
And maybe here.
I get that, but
maybe in New Orleans because people go so hard.
Yeah, maybe.
That there's a lot of late checkouts, and maybe they're just trying to cover for that, which I understand.
I will say this is probably one city where you definitely want to make sure the room has been clean. You know,
yes. And, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They clearly took their time to make sure it's clean.
Oh, they water down the streets?
Yes,
the next day.
I told you they did that. Yeah.
I saw that this morning.
It's wild.
Yeah.
You walk out, it looks like it's rained. They clean the streets. And shout out to New Orleans, man. Like, first of all, everybody here is incredibly welcoming. Yes. Everybody's cool. The people in the bars are really cool. Yeah. But also, and cleaning the streets, all that. But the given what happened here a few weeks ago and the gravity of this event, the amount of... I feel safe when I see cops and military everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere, yeah.
Every corner, in fatigues, fatigues with guns, and they have those steel things up in front of Bourbon Street now.
Yeah, they're
so,
not messing around.
No.
Wait till, 10,000 drunk Eagles fans show up on Bourbon
Street.
Dude,
this place is going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be insane.
They're also, I know there's a lot of bars in cities.
Yeah.
It's every inch of this.
It's.
Well, what's crazy is they're all on Bourbon Street, like, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Every single bar.
And it's the music's so loud.
Yeah.
Except for the one we found, and then we made it loud.
Yeah, well, then we yelled about Jalen.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Paul George situation, Elliot?
Yeah, we're not doing that there.
I enjoyed talking about that with Spike last night.
Go ahead. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through February. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
I heard Golden State's looking at Paul George.
Paul George?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Well, they tried to. Right. They were one of the teams that wanted him before.
If they can get a first-round pick for Paul George, they need to do it immediately.
What are they going to do with that first-round pick, Elliot?
What are they going to do with Paul George?
I'm not doing this with you because it's a circular argument.
Well,
the best chance they have at this point is to hope, cross their fingers, and hope everybody works out and is healthy the beginning of next year and they can make a run. If that is not possible, then they can trade everybody at the deadline. It doesn't do them any good doing it right now.
I just think waiting is there's a lot of room for disaster there. He could get hurt. His value could go down. If you can get a first for him now, because let's be honest, the chances it works out next year are very slim.
But there's a better chance of whatever your plan is going to be for next year.
But
there's
just,
no free agents.
You're just delaying the inevitable.
But okay, so all of a sudden you have Jonathan Kuminga and two expiring contracts and a first-round pick. Like, what
no,
is that?
Look, they are not in a good situation. I agree with you, but like they need to accept the situation they're in and start it so they can try to get in a better one. Waiting till next year to trade Paul George is just like Embiid and Paul George are not going to play consistently for this team. Definitely not Embiid. And Paul George just hasn't been good enough. So if you can get a first for him now, I think you do it.
Okay, so you get a 2030 first.
Yes.
What does that do for you?
But again, what does Paul George do for you?
We wind up at the same spot. It's Super Bowl week. I don't want to do this with you. It's not that I don't want to argue with you. It's that you never have a solution. You just say, well, they should trade him. Like, okay, then what?
Well, that's the solution.
But then what? But solution
then,
of what?
Well, then you start to rebuild the team. That's like saying when you start a rebuild, what's the solution? I can't give you the 10-point plan of how they're going to do it.
Right.
I just know this plan isn't working.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Good. Amazing assessment from you.
And that's why I think Eagles defensively not.
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
Hey, fellas. First things first, I got something off my chest on Friday.
Yep.
I heard someone call in and was slandering my name about me calling into the morning show. I don't know if you guys have listened to when I call it or not. First of all, I did not talk bad or mock this show. I said we're taking the Chiefs to Pound Town, but it was not mocking what we're doing on this afternoon show.
Well, it sounded like you were stealing.
Yeah,
Mike's
the stealing is a bigger issue.
Yeah.
This was on the morning show.
No.
Yes.
To make it your own and turn yourself into a star.
Yeah.
No, I'm not quoting that phrase. I already got that in the bag, and Rios is taking a hold of that. So that's not me.
Me and Sexy Red, yeah, we got that.
Yeah. Well, nah, you got that. Come on now.
Well, okay, I had to get it from somewhere.
Well, Ike, it's your phrase. Do you want to cut okay, Andrew, some slack for this? Or
No.
Because I didn't hear the call. He may have been paying homage
to
the Pound Town phrase.
Okay.
No, we played the call. He,
oh,
yeah, he was not paying homage. No. He was saying, we're going to take the Chiefs to Pound Town.
I'm going to put OK Andrew on Foxhole Guy probation.
He's on the watch list.
Yeah, you're on the watch list. So you're not out. You're still in. But one more slip up, and okay, we're in a bad place.
Now, we're not saying you can't call the morning show. That's not
the issue.
Yeah.
All right. I see what you're talking about. I don't know why the slander from a caller. I don't know who the caller was, but I thought.
Well, no, we played it on the top five. We played it on the top five. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who the caller called in, but
don't listen.
To my point, yes. This game's going to be decided on third down and in the red zone. And this season, we have fared pretty great with both of those categories, and the Chiefs' defense has not fared great with those categories. Their offense is elite on third down. Their defense is decent in the red zone. But their offense is not great in the red zone. They're 53%, 22nd in the league. And their defense on third down is 44% successful and 26th in the league. And we dominate them on those percentages in the regular season. And I think that's where we win this game.
Well, okay, we're a pretty mid-pack team in as far as red zone efficiency.
We're 13th on offense and 5th on defense.
Yeah.
So, but here's the issue with that, and I think this kind of speaks just a question about the game in general. Like, you can definitely make a bunch of points based off how the Chiefs have played this year. You go, okay, they're not great in the red zone, so that's a big advantage for the Eagles. But we all have to ask ourselves, do we really think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are going to not have a good Super Bowl? I think the most Chiefs stat is that they've scored over 30 points one time all year, and they did it last week when they had to do it. So, while yes, I agree their red zone offense has not been good this year, it's hard for me to believe that in the biggest game of the year, they're not going to be efficient in that area.
I just think we're going to be better than that in that category, more efficient. And
okay.
With their tackle situation, I mean, you got a left guard playing tackle, and our edge players are very hot right now, along with our whole D-line, so I know it's Patrick Mahomes, I know it's the Chiefs, I know it's Andy Reid, but I do think we pull this one out. We have to.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the issue, too, though,
thanks for the call, okay. Good call. Good point.
Good call, okay.
Yeah.
Way to bounce back, buddy.
Yeah.
I think he actually was hurt. He sounded remorseful.
Yeah. He loves the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why it hurt to see him pull the act that he did.
Yeah, well, he's back. We hold him accountable.
Keep him in check here.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I don't think there's a show in America that holds people accountable.
Yes. Trust me, I know. But Joe Thuney has actually played really well at left tackle. So when people say they have a left guard at left tackle, he's given up like two or three pressures in the past six games. So he's been good. The thing where it hurts him is their left guard is not good anymore. So I think when he talks about the matchup with the edges, it's more about what can the defensive tackles do against their left guard more so than taking advantage of Joe Thuney at left tackle.
Well, I think sometimes when you get a Super Bowl when both teams are this good all over, you really – everything you say that will determine the game sounds like a cliche.
Yeah.
Like, but it's all true, right? And for me, the cliche that sticks with me is we got to get 7, not 3. And that's the difference. Now, if that comes down to Nick going for it on fourth downs, it comes through, you know, our red zone offense has actually not looked great, I think.
I was going to say, that's middle of the pack.
Yeah, 13. And my eye test, and there's a big difference, by the way. The number one red zone team scored touchdowns at like 76%.
Top, you're right, but I mean, it's roughly the middle. But yes, yeah.
Well, the number one
red zone. That's how you want to feel about it.
The number one red zone team scored 76% touchdowns in red zone, and we're, I think, 57.
Which is surprising, though, when you consider.
Well, what's surprising about it?
Do you think they have one of the most unstoppable plays in football.
Right, but
the red zone's 20 yards.
No, yeah. I know, but I'm saying their ability to convert within the five. Look, they are where they are. I'm just surprised by it.
Interesting. Do you think maybe the quarterback has something to do with it?
Who's
basically the same player as Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, he is basically. I mean, again, this isn't an opinion. These are just the stats that show that. But regardless, like, I get what you're doing. Jalen's to blame for the bad red zone offense, but all the good things.
That's not what I said.
No, that's what he said.
Well, that's not what I said either. I'm just wondering if you thought maybe
you know, the Chiefs were able to stop the Buffalo tush-push a couple of times as well.
Yeah, but as been well documented on this show, Jalen's better than Josh Allen, so.
At that one specific thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, at that one thing.
And winning.
All right.
I would love to know your eye test. Like, do you have an eye?
Yeah.
Or is it just?
I rewatch every game three times, and I watch them win.
What do you
every single time?
Yeah. What do you see when you?
I feel like if
I
you
see
look,
them win.
Do you
I feel
like listen to it, or do you just have like?
I feel like maybe when Elliot's watching the game, he, like, if you look through his eyes, he just sees Ren and Stimpy cartoons or something where we see games.
Well, what I see is a quarterback that takes care of the ball, makes big plays on third down, and always wins. Huh? I mean, in all seriousness, what do you guys have to say to the fact that if he wins on Sunday, he'll be tied with Mahomes for Super Bowls after 5 years, in their first 5 years?
Great. It's a very successful first 5 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's why he'd be a top 10 quarterback for sure.
Well, he would be the number two quarterback.
Well, he wouldn't.
If he wins on Sunday, he belongs.
Even if he plays bad.
I don't think they'll win if he plays
bad. But what if they win and he plays bad?
Okay, if he's terrible and they win.
No, not terrible. Let's say.
If he plays poorly. No, if he wins.
127 yards, one touchdown, no turnovers, they win. Saquon rushes for 185.
Yeah, then he belongs number two.
Okay, well that.
But see, I just think what you don't give him credit for is the, like, you just said it's a game where both teams are great, so it's going to come down to like cliche stuff, like who makes mistakes.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And if Jalen doesn't have any turnovers in the game, that is a massive part of his stat line.
I agree, but yeah. Josh Allen didn't have any turnovers and they lost. See, like, here's the thing, and you, in our argument at the Jazz bar last night.
Fun.
I said to you, you were giving him full credit for the Rams win, right? And I said, well, what if Jalen Carter slips on that final play? Matt Stafford finds a guy in the end zone. All of a sudden, he's the reason they lost. And that's why I have a problem with the quarterback win thing, right? Because it depends on a lot of other things happening. I want to make a – I give him credit for – there is clearly something to the winning thing. Something to it. But – I look at his performance, and I am able to separate it from the rest of the game. I don't think you're doing that.
So
in that Rams game, he didn't play well.
I agree with you.
So I'm not going to go look at that game and go, he won, because really, the guy who deserves credit for the win, if you want to give it to somebody, is Jalen Carter.
So I agree with you when you look at, like,
Saquon.
When you look
or
at Saquon, right?
Yep.
So first of all, I didn't think he played great in that game. That being said, he did not make a turnover, a massive mistake that cost him. You have to give him credit for that.
But you gave him a C minus.
I gave him a C. I just said.
So a C minus is a C minus.
Yeah, I just said. I don't
Wait, hold
think
on.
He played
in which
well.
Game?
The Rams game.
He took a safety.
Yeah, he did.
That's essentially a turnover.
That's fair. It's not, but I get your point.
What it is.
No, no.
Well, you've argued it should be a turnover.
I just said I agree with you. Okay. Okay? But when you say a one-game sample size is a win, you're right, right? A one-game quarterback sample size is a win is not a great way to look at it. I agree with you. But when he has won, like, 80% of the games he's played over 4 years, that to me indicates that obviously it is a good indication of how he is. Like, Jalen is the most important player on the field every time the offense is on the field. As a result of
being the quarterback. Well, but every quarterback would be.
I agree with you.
Okay, so, like, I'm giving credit for the things you are, but I'm not willing to say that he's the second best quarterback because of it.
But why not, though? That's what I don't get.
Well, I've already explained why not. That's why I don't want to argue about it. I've explained why not. Because if he's the most important player on offense and they've minimized the things he has to do on purpose 4 games into the season because he wasn't playing well, then that, and when these other quarterbacks I'm talking about, the entire offense revolves around them. Now, did Josh Allen lose again in the championship game? Yes, but he lost to the guy that Jalen might lose to on.
Yes.
Like, those things matter. Josh Allen's playoff stats, Josh Allen has the highest quarterback rating in NFL playoff history. Now, do I think that makes him the best quarterback in the league? No, maybe not, but that also means as much to me as the fact that Jalen's team is able to win even though he doesn't play well.
So Josh Allen is awesome. I agree with you. And I think if I was picking a quarterback, I would probably take Josh Allen over Jalen Hurts. But you have to include resume when we're talking about.
I agree.
Right. So Patrick Mahomes is number one, not because he is so clearly the best quarterback. He is the best quarterback. But, like, the difference between him and Josh Allen, I don't think, is the difference between everyone puts Mahomes automatically number one and then you start the list. The reason Mahomes is number one is because of the Super Bowl wins. That's why he's number one. So if Jalen has a ring, that has to impact his ranking.
He's number one because of the Super Bowl wins and because he's great.
And because he's awesome.
Yeah.
But the Super Bowl wins are why no one questions the number one.
Yes, but yes, I agree with you.
But I don't know why we can't. Also, he also did it without Tyreek Hill. And he's done it with Travis Kelce, who's an older. Like, dude, he's playing with A.J. I know. He's playing with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, best line in football. Like,
well, we have a whole week of this.
You could trip in the 12 win.
We have a whole week of this.
I thought you made a great argument.
Yes.
Well, I like we have to break now with Jack.
No,
I'm kidding.
Yes.
I'm kidding. Andy Reid's the best asset of the two teams, but whatever.
Uh-oh.
He is.
Okay, I actually have a point about that, and we'll talk about
it
next.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That went well.
Don't worry, everybody. We get louder
all week.
Don't worry.
Our first 5:30 Creed on Radio Row.
Yeah.
Certainly shocked everybody around.
People didn't see it coming.
Yeah, it did seem like the... What's that?
Shut up.
It is the best.
No,
Creed
this is
song.
What I was trying to tell Spike. It's not their best song.
It is their best song.
I can't wait till you guys see the video.
We got Costas.
Of you guys singing.
Yeah. At the next table yelling at us.
Yeah, Costos yelling at us. I do think the Houston station was amused.
Houston liked it.
D.C., I don't know. D.C., maybe. So, and as we go, and I wish I could tell them all, this is normal for us. We're not doing this to annoy you. We do this every single day.
We're definitely doing it to annoy them.
Well, but we do it every day.
I know. Well, yeah. Some would say that annoys the listeners.
No.
I did see one guy come running from around the corner.
Yeah.
To see it.
To see what was going on.
Yeah. He was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But he looked like he was smiling, though. Yeah, he was a Creed guy.
Well, congratulations once again to Creed. That song on the Spotify, on all the streaming charts, number one hard rock song for 4 consecutive weeks, even though the song is 20 years old.
By the way, getting reports, we were about 2 seconds off.
There we go.
There you go.
That's what it happens that way. I mean, what are we going to do? I don't know if there's any way to fix that. Actually, there is a way to fix that. I'll explain it to you after.
Okay.
We could just play it through line here and be originating the music here,
sure.
So everything goes down there. Just play it from one of our phones.
Sure.
Right?
Do you think that if they had Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, one of the quote-unquote elite quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
Right. Jalen Hurts.
Right. Do you think they'd be a point and a half dogs in this game?
Probably.
And yeah. No, they wouldn't.
You don't think the Chiefs,
think
the two-time Super Bowl champion, would?
Well, you don't think that. Let's take Burrow.
Okay.
You don't think Burrow, instead of Hurts, has any effect on the line?
I mean, since it's only a point and a half, probably not.
Well,
I think they're giving the Chiefs the point because they won the last two Super Bowls. But to your point, are the Eagles better with Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
They're probably better with Joe.
Okay,
Burrow,
then
right?
That's all.
But I just don't get like. That's a hypothetical. Let's talk about what's actually happened with Jalen. We're making this rankings. It's not like, well, what if this guy was here, that guy was there? The ranking is about
it provides
what
context. It provides context. So you said, let's move on for the Hurts thing for a second. So you said Andy Reid is the biggest asset that the Chiefs have in this Super Bowl.
Well, I guess the point I was trying to make was the thing with Jalen that always gets said is he has so much help around him compared to other quarterbacks.
Yep.
I would argue that if either quarterback could pick, like, all right, you can get any player on either team, or you can have any head coach. Like, Andy is the best asset among the two teams. So when you talk about Mahomes and, like, the players he has around him, having Andy is a really big deal in this in terms of the help he has.
I agree, but so for context, you do these charts for every game.
Yes.
Where you measure every position group and the head coach, one team versus the other team. So on the, let's take a head coach specifically, you had the Chiefs having a sliver of an edge over the Eagles with head coach.
Yeah, so that is, for what it's worth, that's all coaching, but we can do head coach. Like, I take the coordinators into consideration there. But,
okay, but even so, we're even on defensive coordinator.
I agree,
you know.
Yeah.
So
I think Spags is better, but it's very close.
Do you make those charts to annoy me and Spike?
Well, don't you think, I think Nick Sirianni has done a great
Andy
job.
Andy Reid is a better head coach.
Why is he only, if he is the biggest advantage anybody can have, why is he only a sliver ahead of Nick Sirianni?
Well, because Nick's also a big advantage, but Andy is a bigger advantage. That's why he's ranked ahead of Nick.
By a sliver?
By a sliver.
Yeah. But you
he's like the greatest coach in NFL history.
So if you could be the best, if you're the best asset, that doesn't mean you're considerably better than the second asset. It just means you're the best one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. So you think he's only a sliver better than Sirianni?
Yeah.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, brother?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, 94.1 Freak Bull Show in New Orleans?
Yeah, we're waiting for you, buddy.
That's what we are.
Yeah, y'all definitely are, man. Like, man, let me talk a couple points, you know what I mean? Just to say a couple things real quick. I know y'all brought up something about, I guess a poll y'all had about crying during the national anthem.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Yeah, put me up there. I get teary-eyed. It's the Eagles in the Super Bowl and the national anthem, the way I feel and see about the flag from things I've been through. Yeah, I mean, it gets me teary-eyed. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the Bulls up there because I'm just ready to. It's wartime. Yeah, I mean, it's wartime, dog. Y'all down there, y'all got boots on ground. I don't care about some of the talks when y'all had using the word if we win or this and that, or we will be better with Joe Burrow. No, we happy with what we got, and gentlemen. And I'm going to say it, and I'm going to keep saying it again. I'm going to say it all week, whatever I call it, to the speech day, whatever. We busting they ass 10 points or more. We going double figures. We're not playing. Jalen Hurts ain't playing. Nobody else ain't playing. Y'all boots on ground down there. Y'all the representation. Y'all WIP. Y'all singing Home in Now at 5:30 Creed and making sure all they asses over there hear it. Well, you know, yep. At the same time, y'all letting them know, just like you are, Mr. Pound Town Assassin Ike Reese, Mr. Should-Be Damn Office Linebacker or Radio Station Linebacker over there at WIP, you let them know that we there, Philadelphia, and we taking Mr. 59 home. Y'all feel that, right?
Yep.
Y'all feel that?
Yes,
Elliot, you too, long coat. You the man. You the Eagles writer, bro. You the Eagles guy, however, whatever they call you. You that guy. So stand tall.
Be ready,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be ready for these cats, man. We ain't playing no games. Just like they got other writers from whatever else, you showing that you the man. You holding your stuff.
I appreciate
and you like,
that.
We freaking Philadelphia. You know what I mean?
I appreciate
right?
that.
You know what time it is. Jack. You saw a Philly fighter, right? A Philly fighter fought with Tim's on in the ring. Well, you know what? You got your sandal Tim's, man. You standing tall with them Johns, you know what I mean?
And your yoga
pants. Birkenstocks. And
yeah, I kept them in my bag last night. But I thought about bringing them out.
Now, after seeing the
streets. I was going to say, on Bourbon Street, your feet would be.
Yeah, there's a lot of horse stuff. Yeah,
there
is a
horse
lot
dung.
Of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. 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 Look, y'all family, I love y'all. Manifest that freaking energy. And one thing I know y'all brought up PG-13. Y'all know what I've been saying from the guy from the beginning. The PG-13, straight sucker, and PG-13 is, that's what he is. He ain't never been rated R. So let's not bring him up during Eagles week. We don't even need to talk about nobody who ain't standing down, really ready to fight for their brothers, like Landon Dickerson, like Cam Jurgens, like all these cats that we got on the team. Because all we want is tough balls out there. We ain't playing. We smacking people in the mouth because we taking this, man. This is serious. This that revenge. This that part two. Oh, you took this from us? Okay. You know what I mean? And y'all already know what time it is. We came out to dreams and nightmares. Well, we come out to some hard stuff. I don't know what it is we coming out to. I mean, you know, blow the whistle. We play that after we win the Super Bowl. We dance. We blow that damn whistle, whatever. Pause. I ain't like how that sound right there. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? We come out to something. Hard freaking core. Gentlemen, I love y'all. Y'all got boots on ground. Stand up, stand tall, grab y'all stuff. Philadelphia, peace,
yep.
Man.
My man.
That's what we do.
I don't know if New Orleans is ready for Rios. I
love the expression.
A lot of these people are down here.
Yeah. Yes. I love the expression, never been rated R. That's a great one.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And we're coming out to DMX, I think.
Yeah, I think it's DMX.
They have to. You know, New Orleans not ready for Rios, just like your old drafty window is not ready for winter. Really disappointing. Really disappointing. But Guida knows you're disappointed, but you want to do something about it. So my good friends at Guida Door and Window have extended their biggest discount of the year, the big winter sale, 40% off all windows and doors through the end of February. You heard me, 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. 40% off. You're going to get free high performance low E glass, too. I don't I got to find out from them. I'm going to call my guys over at Guida tomorrow and find out what high-performance, low-E glass is. It sounds awesome, but I got to be educated on it. And it's coming free. 40% off every high-quality door, including entry doors, insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, storm doors, whatever. Buy now, pay later. Interest-free financing for up to 12 months. This offer goes to the end of February, 40% off. Don't let this last chance for this deal pass you by. So if you need doors and windows, what I want you to do is do this. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. You learn more, get your free in-home estimate. Again, goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more about the game this weekend, confident or nervous? 70.2% at confident. We have not heard any. Now, Eagles did not practice today?
No, they were they lifted and they were at the facility, but I don't believe they practiced.
And so nothing new. Have we heard anything on Gainwell?
So he was lifting today in videos, which is, I think, a good indication.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Yeah.
I will say with media night tonight, it's a great chance because, like, Cam Jurgens and Landon can dodge the media in Philly.
Yeah.
They have to be out there for 45 minutes tonight, or an hour, I think. So we should get some answers on how they're feeling tonight.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I'll be curious
to know
if Kenny Gainwell, if he can do it if he's in the protocol.
He can't. He can't do interviews if he's in the protocol.
Yeah, so maybe if him being there will be the indication of where he's at.
Well, he's working out.
Yes.
That is shocking to me.
Yeah, he was lifting in the video.
I mean that in a good way. That's
great.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Normally wouldn't be working out.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's a good. I mean, the 2 weeks helps this team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with those injuries we just talked about.
Well, just think about it. If they went for the Saquon record or for the rushing record, they could have had 2 weeks off, and Saquon would be perfectly fresh for the Super Bowl.
They would have had 2 weeks. So what are you talking about?
Like, they made the Super Bowl. Saquon could have got that bye week last weekend, and he also would have the all-time rushing record.
What are you talking about?
I'm not following
about?
It.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
He's being sarcastic.
Talking about the Saquon.
Yeah.
Going for Eric Dickerson's record.
Yes.
Which they should have done in week 18.
Okay, but then he wouldn't have had any time off.
Yes, he would have. He would have had this last week.
He said he's 2 weeks off.
Oh.
But he would have this time off regardless of whether they went for it or not.
Yeah.
But that's why they should have gone for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's getting the more important record on Sunday anyway.
Yeah.
The winner.
The one everyone talks about.
Winning the Super Bowl is more important.
Yes.
Well, I would argue the most total yards in a season is a more impressive record than doing it in the regular season.
You can argue it all you want.
I know,
which is more notable?
That one is. The one.
Regular Dickerson.
I agree. It's more notable. I don't think it means it's a better record.
Well.
I'm just, my opinion.
Yeah. I understand that. I'm just telling you there's one record that's more notable and the other is.
So you
Aaron from Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, A?
What's up, A?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm always confident. So I'm indoctrinating my son. Come on, Mason, hop on.
Uh-oh.
What's up, y'all?
Yo, how
what's
old,
Mace?
Now, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13.
Yeah.
So your whole life, the Eagles have basically been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of spoiled, man.
Yeah. You got three Super Bowl appearances and a win.
We grew up through a much darker time, my friend. Yo, is Aaron a good dad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Well, who's your favorite Eagle?
Oh, Jalen Hurts. No, definitely.
Okay. I didn't know how you were rocking.
What does your dad think of that?
I don't know. I think he would agree, but.
Okay.
No, he wouldn't.
I mean, he's the only quarterback in our history to ever take us to two Super Bowls. How could he not?
It's a great point.
It's a great point.
Tough to argue.
It's a great point.
Tough to argue. Yeah.
But you didn't see Donovan, so.
Yeah. Are we going to.
He's
doing
with one.
You think we're going to win on Sunday?
No doubt about it. We put 55 points against the Commanders. We going to bring. We bring the same energy.
Okay.
The same as our energy.
All right. I hope so.
His defense not handling this offense, and our defense. I think our defense can handle Kansas City deep offense better than their defense can handle our offense better. That's my opinion. Our defense is better than their defense. And our offense is more consistent. It's been getting better than postseason as I've seen so far. So, yeah, I definitely think we're going to win.
You know, also, I'm one that can judge this. I think you're smarter than your pop.
Well, definitely most of our callers.
Yeah. Yep.
And also, our last Super Bowl versus Chiefs, we had no running game. Jalen Hurts was a whole running game. He had 70 rushing yards. Our other running backs had like maybe 30 in total.
Yeah, they played Gainwell and Boston Scott like the whole game.
Not happening. That's the real reason why we think we're going to win. If we put up 35 points just based off passing, yeah, I think we're going to win if we have the running game included, because we're not going to be so one-dimensional as we were last time.
I hope so.
The biggest factor coming in this game.
Yeah, having Saquon Barkley versus not having Saquon Barkley is
a pretty
big difference.
I got to tell you, Mason, I'm going to trade you for your grandfather, man. Like, Big Air, man.
I love Big Air.
I know. I love him, too, but Mason's call is much better.
Mason came prepared, too.
Yeah, but you know what Big A has that Mason doesn't have?
What?
It's that miserable factor.
The crankiness.
I love the crankiness.
Hey, guys!
I want to win it for me.
Yep.
You can tell Mason grew up with Jalen as his quarterback.
Yes. No Negadelphia.
A lot of winning.
Yeah. All right, Mace.
All right, buddy.
All right, dude.
All right, see y'all.
All right, see you, brother. Mason's a good caller.
Yeah. Made some good points.
He always makes good points. That whole family.
Well, just for the record, his dad is a part of the LTBB.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. That's why I was curious.
Get to see your boy tonight, by the way.
No.
Carson Wentz.
He'll be there.
I shed a tear.
Yeah. Are you going to come say what's up to him?
Of course not.
All right, there we go.
Maybe after dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe after Bourbon Street.
Maybe if I see him on Bourbon Street.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be.
Carson doesn't strike me as a Bourbon Street kind of guy.
Changed man.
I don't know. Lots of guns down there.
Not allowed anywhere.
Yeah.
What do you think Carson says about his time with the Eagles tonight?
Oh, he'll do the right thing.
I think so, too, right?
Are you kidding me? Yes.
Yeah.
He's not trying to become a story.
No. He's trying to stick around the league at this point.
You know,
collect checks. Buy guns, shoot birds.
He'll be a starter. Stop being a hater, Spike.
I'm not being a hater. It's fine.
Well, that game against Denver didn't help him.
He didn't have any help out there.
Yeah, no one was playing. And he didn't coach that game.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you imagine the drama Mahomes gets before the fourth quarter?
Well, I know two of us are hoping for that.
Yeah.
I don't think we've given enough credit to what you just said, how close it is to Carson Wentz playing the Eagles.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
A win is obviously priority number one.
But
close to it is seeing Carson play in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Would you be rooting for Carson to win?
He would. After a couple beers, we'll talk about it.
Well, here's the one way I don't want
to
see
Jazz play tonight.
Is that the Chiefs are blowing us out and somehow Andy feels sentimental.
No.
Wentz get in there.
There's a way. I think
finish the game.
I think there's a better chance the Eagles. There's a way better chance of the Eagles blowing the Chiefs out than the Chiefs blowing the Eagles out.
I agree.
Yeah, I think there's almost no shot the Eagles get blown out in this game. But I could see a world where the Eagles are clicking on all cylinders and they end up beating the Chiefs.
They would just have to turn the ball over four or five times. That's the only way the Eagles can get blown out.
And they don't do that.
No, they don't do that. No.
Yeah, you have to dig long.
Whoa. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, long and hard. Yeah.
Yep. You knew what you
keep going.
I hate y'all, man. Yeah. Can't say anything. I can't even think about other than that loss they just had at the end of the season. The Chiefs don't get blown out.
No.
Yeah, I think the chances of a blowout either way.
Never been blown out.
Yep.
Well, the Super Bowl, he got blew because all of his linemen were out.
Yep. I think there's a 75% chance it's a super close game. 20% the Eagles blow him out. 5% the Chiefs blow the Eagles out.
Do you think there's a four times more likely chance?
I do.
Than the Eagles? Wow.
No blowout.
Yeah. Well, then when the Eagles are clicking on all cylinders, I mean they're pretty good.
The ball. So the only way we can blow a team out is by getting turnovers.
And they're not going to turn it over.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can. We run the ball as much as we do. We don't even score fast enough.
Yeah. I mean, they put up 55 last week, but you're right because of the turnover.
They turned over four times.
Yeah, sure.
All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Why don't you choose extraordinary? Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I hate you too. Spike's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. From college?
What's this about?
Who was a bigger not fan of the other, you or your ex-girlfriend?
Like, of the other one?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
From the beginning, from college. From when I was, make them say, and not stopping.
You were doing what?
Yeah, I know. It's tough one to walk into when you weren't here for the original context.
I would say it's pretty mutual. Here's what I would say. I'd say... she's a worse person, but she dislikes me more than I dislike her.
Okay. Ah.
Yeah. We'll have to have her on as a guest.
No, it was a long time ago. No desire.
Yeah.
What's next?
It's only Monday, and Ike has already been asked for a final score by several shows. Same. Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he's going to be doing the rounds on Radio Row.
What if we saw Kenny walking down?
Yeah.
With his ridiculous card. He's a Hall of Fame fan.
Yeah.
What did he do to get into the Hall of Fame? He wasn't a part of the Dirty 30.
Yeah. It's all
really a Hall of Fame fan?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a card.
Like trading card.
Sean makes sense.
Yeah.
Shoulder pads guy.
Yeah.
What did Kenny do?
Nothing.
Called Angela. Called Angela for a couple years?
Yeah, big fan.
Ridiculous.
A couple years.
Yeah.
Eagle Shirley should be more of a Hall of Fame fan than him.
Well, Eagle Shirley is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Kenny sticks on hold. Eagle Shirley does not.
No.
Well, it's true.
That's kind of a Hall of Fame move not to stick on hold, though.
Ah, it's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a true Hall of Famer right there.
It's a good point. What's next?
You're welcome, Delaware Valley. The mic that refused to work for Elliot.
We got it working.
Oh, the mic. Yes. All right.
It was crazy how you two could hear him. I couldn't. The people on the app could hear him. The radio couldn't.
And Frank couldn't hear him.
And Frank couldn't
Which
hear
we think, I think Frank was lying.
I don't have a ton of confidence.
I think Fran was pulling our leg on the most important week in radio.
Yep.
Well, they kept telling me to try to talk into it, so I almost had to think of something each time to jump into conversation. I couldn't just be like, test on it.
Yep, yep. So, well, might as well at this point. Yeah. What's next?
We would have let him in, but he smelled like poop. The Giants security guard.
Another smear campaign against Buzz.
Yep.
Oh, did Buzz not get in?
No.
So he got past the guard.
I saw the picture, yeah.
He got past the guard. He almost got to the front door of the facility. Guard comes running after him. He gave the guard the card, but they took his name, his phone number, and a copy of his ID just in case there's anything questionable in
there. Yeah, kind of lucky that was all that happened.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
Good job by Buzz, though.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to walk into a building and make a delivery. There's nothing illegal about what Buzz did.
I don't think anyone can just walk in and make a delivery. Like, you couldn't go to the NovaCare and just walk into the front.
Well, but they have to let you in or not.
Yeah.
So he didn't even get to the door. They don't have to buzz him in, but if he goes and says, I want to give this to him, and they let him in, there's nothing
illegal about that.
Yeah,
you're right. The fact the guard let
him in. Yeah. What's next?
Ike needs a second bag for his shoes, too? Wow, so do I. I drop mine in a Ziploc sandwich bag. Elliot in New Orleans.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I can fit a lot of shoes in a bag, so I don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
Yep. Size 6. What's next?
Nah, 7.
Poor Luca. All he had to do was just keep saying, I'm wrapping up, and he'd still be in Dallas. Joel in Center City.
Well, it was a big first show here at Radio Row. We made it.
I think we're going to have a real engineer tomorrow.
Woo!
Big stuff.
That's exciting.
Emergency rod?
Yep.
Emergency rod.
Well, no, Austin will
No, I know, right? But if we made enough stink about it, Rod's going
to
act.
I was trying to make some stink of it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, but we got through the show. The show was fun. We sang Creed. We got Elliot on the air.
Creed
we
was awesome.
Talked to you.
Excited if you guys see the video.
I'm excited to see it, too. And we will talk to you tomorrow from Radio Row. Thanks for listening.